means the end of the text is the same as the puja at the beginning of the text. The same meditation, the same karanyas, the same anganyas. Remember, the word nyas means to establish within. And in karanyas, we establish in the hands or the fingers. Kar means hand, finger. Anganyas is also called Hridayadi Nyas. Hriday, the heart and other places. It's also called the Anganyas because it's in the body. So you put it in the heart, you put it in the top of your head, put it on the crown of your head. You know, the sheep where most of the Brahmins have a little bit of hair there. Yeah, unfortunately, that's not prevalent in America. But you put it there anyway. Crossing both arms is the kavach. And between the three eyes, or in all three eyes, the netra tayai bosha. This is anganyas, the six places in the body. Karolta karprishtavyam astraya. Hand over him, karolta karprishtavyam, backwards. Astraya, with the weapon, fight of virtue. We touch with the mantra, we put the mantra in our fingertips. And nyas means to establish within. Nyas, like sannyas, someone who is established in truth, or who has established truth within. Karanyas, establishing the mantras in our fingers. Anganyas, establishing the mantras in our body, so that this form becomes the embodiment of mantra. And these karmas, all the actions that we perform, are performed by mantra, for mantra, with mantra. And it's all an expression of mantra. Mantrayate iti mantra, that which takes away your mind. Just lose the mind in the action. Become one, commune, chitta vritti nirodha. It becomes karma yoga. So that's why we have the nyasas before the 300 verses, before the 300 names and after the 300 names. That's what it means, to establish mantra all throughout the system.
Why after, if we've already established it before?
You can't establish it enough. You just want to remind yourself all the time, again and again.
Why do you eat every time?
Mother, it's absolutely true. You ate in the morning, why are you eating in the afternoon? In the same way, we want to give our body nutrition. In the same way, we want to give our consciousness, our subtle body nutrition. Remind ourselves daily, regularly, all throughout the day, whether we need it or not. Now, let's do the Uttarbhag, the false shruti. Well, this is the epilogue, and a false shruti usually comes after the recitation of almost every text we read, where there's a complete part, where there's a vinayoga, an application. Then at the end, you'll have a recitation of the fruits to be derived from reciting this. So that's what's called the false shruti, the recitation of the fruits of doing this type of sadhana. Thus, the 300 names of the Divine Mother Goddess have been explained to you. These are the most secret of the secretive, so please protect the secret, O Great Moni. The names of the letters of Lord Shiva and the explanations of the Divine Mother Goddess. The names of the letters of Supreme Energy and the explanations of the Supreme Lord of Desire. The names of the letters of them both. Kadi, Hadi, Kahadi, and the explanations of them both. In no other song composed can these be found or perceived. Neither can any other song be found or perceived which gives such pleasure to the Divine Mother Goddess, nor without a doubt brings such welfare to the three worlds. Sutta said, thus, from the mouth of Hayagriva was heard the king of songs, which causes the demise of the impure manifestations of consciousness. He who is born from a jar bowed to his guru and again inquired into the secret. Agastya said, Oh, horse's head. They don't usually associate me with the head. Great one. Tell me the secret of the letters of Shiva and of the letters of the Divine Mother Shakti. Tell me the letters of them both. Sutta said, thus asked by he who was born from a jar, Hayagriva again spoke, this is well concealed and actually comes from the search for the Divine Mother. I will tell you this secret. Listen, O you who are born from a jar, it is this knowledge alone which grants the attainment of Sri Vidya, the knowledge of the highest respect. Ka comes three times. Ka e ilarim, hasaka halarim, saka larim. Ha only two times, which are known as Shiva's portion. Remember, this is Kadi Vidya we're discussing. The ultimate of the, all the letters of infinite energy, Hring, is the soul of them both. And there is no distinction admitted in the substance of the recitation of this knowledge. Neither is there any other knowledge which grants the perfection of attainment, even of the tens of millions of ideas which can be contemplated. Four are the chakras of Shiva. Five are the chakras of Shakti. These nine chakras which inscribe all attainment were given by Shiva as Sri Chakra. The four elements of Shakti and the four elements of Shiva and the five elements of Shakti. These nine triangles, 9 times 3 is 27. And these 27 attitudes or qualities are the steps by which we move our consciousness into the presence of divinity. In Tantra, we have 36 tattvas, 36 principles. All these 36 principles are inscribed within the Sri Chakra Yantra. We begin with the five organs of action. The upper appendages, lower appendages, the tongue, reproductive organ, and anus. Five organs which act. Five organs of knowledge, the senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. These are called Dasindriya, the ten indriyas. Panch Karmindriya, Panch Ganindriya. Five organs of activity, five organs of knowledge. Dasindriyas. Now, once we have moved our perception inside, we perceive the outside world, we move into the subtle body, the inside world. And there we have five objects of perception called tanmatra. They are rase rupe chigandecha, sabde sparshe chiyogini. Rup, ras, sparsh, ganga, sabda. Form, taste, smell, feeling, and hearing. These are the objects which we perceived. Remember, earth resides in the Muladhara, water in the Swadhisthan, fire in the Manipur, air in the Anahat, and ether in the Vishuddha. Remember, ether has the property of conducting sound. Air has the properties of sound and touch. You can feel it. Fire has the properties of sound, touch, and sight. It has a form. Water has sound, touch, sight, and taste. And earth has sound, touch, smell, taste, and sight. All five. So these 20 are included. They give birth to the antakaran, the inner cause. The antakaran is comprised of man, which is subjective thought, all the adverbs and adjectives of experience. Buddhi is objective thought, all the nouns and verbs of experience. Citta, all experience, subjective and objective. And ahamkar, the ego, the sense of I think, therefore I am. Cogito ergo sum. So that sense of I comes from the action and interaction, the feeling of being separate. This is the body of prakriti. Prakriti is perceived by Purush. This is the embodiment. These angles, these 27 angles that we're getting, take us through the principles, take us into the center of her being. This is the application of the Sri Chakra Yantra. Above Purush is Maya. And before Maya comes Shuddha Vidya. You've seen Shiva with his eyes half closed, saying there's a unique possibility that something is out there other than me. Ishwar is the union of Sadashiva and Shakti. So from in descending order, the first principle is Sadashiva, infinite consciousness, and Shakti, infinite energy. The two are one in reality and called Ishwara, otherwise known as Ardhanarishwar. The Ishwara who's half male or the Ishwara who's half female. Either way you want to break the sandhi. Sadashiva, Shakti, Ishwara, Shuddhvidya, pure knowledge. There's possibly something different from me. Maya, there is something different from me. Maya, Purush. There are five kanchukas, limitations of consciousness, modes of perception, which limit the infinite consciousness. They are kal, time, Nyati, space, rag, activity, kala, attribute, and vidya, knowledge. These are five modes of perception through which Ishwar becomes limited. And that gives birth to Purush, a limited consciousness that sees in the acts of prakriti. So we have Sadashiva Shakti, Ishwara, Shuddhvidya, and Maya. And Panchkanchuk, the five limitations of consciousness, time, space, activity, attribute, and knowledge. These ten give birth to the Purush, who perceives the prakriti. And the prakriti is manifest through the antakaran, which is ego, citta, all recollection, buddhi, which is objective knowledge, and man, which is subjective knowledge. Plus the five constituent elements of creation and the five objects of perception, the five organs of knowledge and the five organs of action. These are the 36 principles of Tantra. Step by step, we move our consciousness in ascending order and descending order. So let's get back to the text here. We're describing the Sri Chakra Yantra, and then we're going to describe the activities that take place inside the Yantra. Three angles are followed by eight angles. Then 10 angles twice. 14 are attached to the five chakras of Shakti. A bindu is at the center, surrounded by 8 petals of a lotus. 16 petals of the lotus are attached to the four chakras of Shiva. In the triangle is the Bindu. Outside the circle are the eight petals of a lotus. 10 spokes or rays, and then 16 lotuses, and the four doors which give refuge to existence. We have just described all the angles and all of the way to draw the yantra. Now remember these four doors which give refuge to existence are the way we enter into the triangle. The way we enter into the yantra. Remember, yantra means a tool. Yes, the four doors are dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And through the pursuit of these four aspirations, we enter into the chakra, which harmonizes all activity until we get to verse 74, which says, Shiva and Shakti revolve around each other mutually and reciprocally, bound together in inherent and essential character. Who understands this knows what is a chakra. So the objective of our entering into the chakra, a chakra is the center of energy. This is the graphical representation of it. But more than the graphical representation, we're interested in what goes on in the chakra. Because every home is a center of energy. And Shiva and Shakti revolve around each other mutually and reciprocally, bound together in inherent and essential character. And who understands this knows what is a chakra. It's true in every home, it's true in every puja, it's true in every individual. When our Shiva and our Shakti, our consciousness and our nature are in harmony and union, then we have this tremendous energy. And when our mind is going one direction and our heart is going another direction, we find ourselves perplexed and confused and burdened and taking no delight in any activity whatsoever. The ultimate inefficiency. When we can put our Shiva and Shakti in harmony inside and out, in every relationship, put them in harmony and bind them together mutually and reciprocally, their inherent nature is mutual and reciprocal. We did a wedding a couple of weeks ago. We're going to do another one when we get to Iowa. There are five primary kinds of marriages. Seven, if you want to be really technical, but we're only concerned with the first five. The first is when the bride is stolen away by force. Pisach. The second is Oshrut, when the bride is taken away by trickery. The third is called Gandharv, when the bride and the groom decide to do it themselves. Sort of like a disco marriage.
Don't they do that?
Las Vegas wedding.
Las Vegas wedding. Oh, thank you. Okay. The fourth is called Prajapat, where we make Kanyadan, where the father gives the bride to her husband. And that's the most prevalent form of marriage now in India, which means the bride was the responsibility of the father, and now he has divested himself of responsibility, and he's given that responsibility. Iska matlab, she's boss to him. The bride becomes a chattel. And the fifth kind is called Divya Bibha, which is a partnership between Shiva and Shakti. And here we find that Shiva and Shakti revolve around each other mutually and reciprocally, bound by their essential character. It's mutual and it's reciprocal, and this is the concept of Divya Vibhava. This is what's called a divine relationship, where it's a communion of equals. Now, this is true outside, and it's true inside. In order to have that kind of relationship outside, we have to have it inside. And that's what this Sri Vidya is going to teach us, is how to put our Shiva and our Shakti and our head and our heart in the same place so that they're working together and not pulling us apart. Who understands this knows what is a chakra. Now, a chakra has many levels of meaning, but primarily we're talking about a center of energy. The triangle is the potential form of energy, while the bindu is known as the form of Shiva. They are eternally united in all existence, therefore the bindu and the triangle. If you see in the picture, there's a bindu inside the triangle. And whoever worships the Sri Chakra without knowledge of its parts will receive no fruit, and the playful mother will not be satisfied. And whoever in the world understands the wisdom of the chakra of Sri Vidya equally understands all which is especially difficult. The knower of her own special knowledge offers that special knowledge. Thus, it is bestowed upon those who have been accepted by the divine energy. Those who worship without knowledge offer the darkness of their ignorance. Thus, it is said of those who steal without authority or understanding, they do not perform worship with knowledge. It is said that whoever worships only with knowledge avoids all blame or controversy. Inaudibly or audibly, in whichever way a worshiper offers worship, his or her endeavor will be respected by even Indra and Agni and others of understanding. The learned will be pleased at hearing this recitation, especially those of the world whose consciousness has been captivated by wandering thoughts. Even if one were to make efforts for 5 births and Shiva himself were to come, there is no greater boon that you could ask from him than the knowledge of the 15 letters. Of all the knowledge which has been propounded in the abundance of tantric literature, there is no knowledge which grants liberation like Sri Vidya. Of this, there is no doubt. Of all the ornaments of wisdom, of all the words of knowledge elucidated, there is no knowledge which grants liberation like Sri Vidya. Of this, there is no doubt. Therefore, this knowledge should be given to lovers of knowledge, crossing to the shores of knowledge. The knower must himself give knowledge, which is declared to be the quality of a spiritual being. The knower of special knowledge himself must know the greatness of that knowledge. The knower worships with the offering of knowledge and consciousness united in true nature. Listen, O you who are born from a jar. They have attained fame by reciting the 300 names with devotion. They have earned meritorious fruit, O you who were born from a jar. The secret is that those who recite the 1,000 names earn great fruit. But those who continually recite one name earn 10 million times that fruit. The Divine Mother of all desires and the Supreme Lord of all desires perform the 300 names. No other song can be performed which is comparable to it.